This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Jessica Werman. President Joe Biden Wednesday finally unveiled his highly anticipated infrastructure bill, and it's sweeping, ambitious, and already hated by Republicans. The $2 trillion proposal covers everything from airports to broadband to manufacturing policy to school buildings to long-term care. Biden proposes paying for it through a series of business tax code changes, including an increase in the corporate rate that his administration says will pay for the bill within 15 years. That method has already caused howls of displeasure from groups such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, as well as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who calls the plan a, quote, Trojan horse. The proposal would amount to an investment of about 1% of the GDP per year over 8 years, according to a fact sheet on the plan released by the White House. Specifically, the plan calls for a $621 billion investment in transportation and resilience, which is basically building infrastructure that can withstand dramatic weather events. It would also invest in what the administration official called care infrastructure, spending $400 billion towards expanding access to care for the aging and those with disabilities, including long-term services under Medicaid, by expanding home and community-based services. Biden would invest $100 billion in workforce development programs and $100 billion in expanding high-speed broadband, as well as $100 billion to build a more resilient electric grid. He'd invest $111 billion in wastewater and drinking infrastructure. Biden also supports spending $100 billion in upgrading and building new public schools, paying for half of that through direct grants and the other half through bonds. He'd invest money in federal buildings, VA hospitals and clinics, community colleges, and childcare facilities. Biden makes it clear in his proposal that climate change and racial equity are key priorities. He calls for a $174 billion investment to win the EV market, encouraging automakers to retool their supply chains and factories to accommodate the transition to electric vehicles. His plan includes grant and incentive programs to build a national network of 500,000 EV charging stations by 2030. The plan comes less than a year after Congress spent billions of dollars on transportation systems throttled by the COVID-19 pandemic. But an administration official said the needs remain great. Biden is bolstered by a Democratic Congress, though the tight margins in the Senate make passing the sweeping proposal more challenging. Congressional Democrats have hinted that, if need be, they'll push through parts or all of the package through the reconciliation process, which would allow Congress to enact legislation on taxes, spending, and the debt limit with just 51 votes in the Senate.